Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot, and I'm very pleased to welcome to the show Mark Chuback from the group Smiths Falls Welcomes Ukraine. Mark, thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks, Bob. It's great to be here.
We spoke with you before briefly, but it's great to have you on In Focus, where we can talk a little bit more about this effort. And really, it is like so many others that we've seen across the country and really around the world. It's all about trying to help people who are fleeing the war in Ukraine.
Absolutely. You know, the group, as it evolved, and now it's a fantastic group of passionate individuals in Smiths Falls. And I should say, it's really for our region. I mean, in as much as we're called Smiths Falls Welcomes Ukraine, we're absolutely not excluding Perth or the, you know, area immediately around us. The committee has evolved, and it's really basically we're just extremely passionate about being able to do anything that we can to help a small but important number of individuals settle in our community. Yes.
Yeah. And when you say a small but important number, we're talking about bringing two families over. Is that accurate?
Well, we feel that if we can successfully bring anywhere from 2 to 5 families to our region, we would consider that a significant win. Bearing in mind that, you know, when we're speaking about a family coming from the Ukraine, they can be, they're going to be a mom and a child more often than not. It might be a single individual, female probably, because the men are obviously fighting. But, you know, it could be a family of as much as 6. So if we were to talk about 3 families joining us and there's, you know, 4 people in each family, that's a good number. So yes, that's what we're looking at. 2 to 5 would be a win for us.
Now, when we last spoke, it was just, you know, the program was really in its infancy, and now you've had more meetings and we're at a stage here that is very important. I know that you've had many people asking how they can help out since this was announced. One of the big, most important things that you need to make this happen are funds. And so really, you're in a fundraising process right now, in a fundraising phase.
We're very much in a fundraising phase. The donation sfwelcomesukraine@gmail.com is open for e-transfers. We are now in a position where we can provide individuals with tax receipts, which was a very important component of us being able to generate funds, because of course now people can hopefully donate a little bit more generously. And the funds are primarily geared towards getting people here. Largely we need to purchase airplane tickets. I know that the federal government has chartered a few planes, but you know, those planes aren't going to come to anybody that's coming to our community. They might go to Winnipeg or Montreal. So we need plane tickets, and we need for these individuals, which is about $1,500 per ticket. And we need startup money for these folks. So fundraising right now is really critical to get this program off the ground successfully.
Tell me about the meetings that you've had. You must have some passionate individuals who either have connections to the country, whether it be familial or other ways. And really, those connections are what drives this, aren't they?
Well, they certainly are. I think that certainly myself, having come from a family that after World War II, Poland was pretty much ruined. So my family's came back in the 1940s. And I know Mayor Pankow's family probably goes back a little further than that, pre-World War II, but his family originates from the Ukraine. But actually what we've attracted is just some people who have a wide range of skills, information technology, media, real estate, and certainly a counselor and Mayor Pankow. And I don't know if I would say that it's something that's like a blood connection. I think it's just more, hey, we need to help. We want to do a lot more than just sending money to the Red Cross. We want to really make a difference, not only for these people that need our assistance and certainly are refugees technically, we want it to be a locally made solution. So not sure if that answers your question entirely, but why don't we go on?
Yeah, for sure. It absolutely does. And really it speaks to the people in Smiths Falls and the surrounding areas. And it's one of the best parts of my job is when I get to hear about groups such as yours, and the generosity that there is in these communities is really what makes things like this possible, isn't it?
Well, it absolutely is. You know, we've found that as our committee has evolved again, we've needed more people. We've had the executive, of which I'm the chair and the spokesperson, but we've needed now more people to form subcommittees. And, you know, I don't do a lot of this in the community. And in this one, I wanted to step up because I thought it was important. And what I've been just, you know, it's kind of heart melting is we've had a couple of newspaper articles and, you know, people who I dearly respect in the community who I've known for, you know, 10, 15, 20 years, literally approached me and said, wow, this is really neat. What's going on with this committee? We really like it. How can we help? And you know, they've volunteered to be part of these subcommittees that we need in order to make this thing go. So, I mean, when you see that kind of community generosity where people are not only saying, you know, hey, can I write you a check, but you know, I'm willing to put 4 hours of my time in for this. That's really the backbone of what our community is all about. It's really great to see it.
And we know that right now times are tough for everyone. The price of gas, the price of food, affordability in general is at a spot that it hasn't been in pretty much 100 years. But there are other ways that people can provide that generosity. They can donate their time, as you've been talking about. And you're also looking for some host families.
We really do need host families. And the reason for that is because it's very important to match individuals who are displaced and coming from the Ukraine adequately. And so if we're looking at, say, three families or five, then ideally we would like to have a bank of perhaps, or a well, if you want to call it, a well of perhaps 12 to 15 potential host families. And that enables us to, you know, facilitate the best possible match. And it may be that some host families may not be matched right now, but there'd be a reason for it. And that's because the individuals that are coming over that we have on our list, it's not the best fit. Maybe there's some sensitivities in terms of pets or you know, all sorts of things in order to try to match people. So host families, we've got five. We'd like to see 10 more host families step up and fill out the forms on our website and at least become aware of what's involved as a host family. Educate yourself. There's no saying that you have to, but you could certainly at least take the steps to go in that direction. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that too. Like you can find that way, if you have more than you need, then you can find the best fit. And that would really be beneficial for everyone involved.
It absolutely. There are a few stories floating around in the media. I've come across some in the BBC where the match just didn't work. And yeah. Then, you know, the family is there's an additional crisis now. We want a nice, soft, organized, logistically really good landing for these individuals.
Yeah. So again, the main thing that you're looking for right now in order to make this happen are cash donations. And that is very easy to do. You folks have set up a Gmail account, as you mentioned. Interact transfers can be done that way. I mean, you'll accept anything, won't you?
Pretty much accept anything. We do have a person on our committee who is approaching local businesses. You know, we're certainly hoping that local businesses will jump in, not only in terms of cash donations, but in terms of potential employability for these individuals who are really, I think, wanting to work. But just getting back to the cash donation, you know, $10 is good, $5 is good. $50 is good. You know, we really can use the funds to get these people set up and started in our community. Yes.
Yeah, for sure. And as you said, the tax receipt would be coming as well, which is something that people do like to have when they make these kind of donations. But I've also found that if tax receipts aren't available, people will still step up. It's a nice bonus for sure. So again, the email address that people can send those donations to via Interaki Transfer, sfwelcomesukraine@gmail.com. We are going to get that up on our website with this interview. Once we do post this interview at lanarkleadstoday.ca. Now, speaking of websites, if people would like to find out about your organization and the needs and just a little bit more information about your efforts, you folks have a website that is now up and running.
We have a fantastic website, which again, just amazes me that this committee has come together in such a manner that we have such a fantastic website. It's also translated into Ukrainian. We have speakers that helped us do that. And the website basically contains literally and answers all of the questions that you may have in terms of how you can sign up to be a host family, how you can sign up to be a volunteer in other ways, for instance, transportation, picking up groceries, dropping people off, supporting a host family, which is important. Being a host family is a significant task. And so we are setting up a network of host family support families and support individuals who can, take some of the load away from that job. The website also lists how you can donate. The website is also chock full of 50, 60, 70 resources that are there for individuals that either want to participate in some way in helping, but also for Ukrainians that need to kind of get set up, driver's license, cell phone, etc. It's all there. So our website is a wonderful resource site for individuals. I would really encourage people to check it out, smithfallswelcomesukraine.com.
All right. And is there anything that you'd like to leave our listeners with today, Mark?
Well, I think that there was a time a month and two ago where, there was a big media, oh my gosh, the Ukraine's been invaded. And I think that as a committee, we have perhaps a little bit of concern about the fact that, all stories tend to get a little gray around the edges and tired. I think that the urgency is as much as ever that we assist the folks that are going to be coming to our community. They're all going to have significant challenges in terms of what they've been through. So certainly when they arrive, let's welcome them with open arms and help them as much as we can. Many hands make light work. And so the more people that get involved with our committee and help out in various small ways, donate, check out our website, it's all really important and remains important as this war drags on.
The email address to send donations to via Interact e-transfer is sfwelcomesukraine@gmail.com. The website to find out more information about all of this is smithfallswelcomesukraine.com. And the person we've been speaking with is Mark Chubak from the group Smiths Falls Welcomes Ukraine. Mark, thank you so much. I know it's not going to be our last conversation on this subject. I look forward to the next one. And thank you for the work that you're doing, sir.
Well, it's absolutely wonderful that you're having us and you're keeping the community updated with these regular features. So thanks very much to you, Bob.
You're very welcome. Our guest today on In Focus, Mark Chubak from the group Smiths Falls Welcomes Ukraine. I'm Bob Perot. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.